It's time for listener feedback. I'm John Hingsbergen, program director for the WEKU stations. Pat emails us, "I love the NPR app for my Kindle, but WEKU seems to have disappeared. I have tried zip code, city, state, and call letters with no success. Any search tips?" Well, we're not sure what is going on with the Kindle app for NPR, but we're going to check it out and report back to Pat and to all our listeners at a later date. Meanwhile, Connie writes to us, "A recent letter promoting the summer fund drive closed with, 'It's been a while since we've heard from you.' I donated in February 2015, February 2014, February 2012, February and October 2010. I'm sure I donated in 2011 and 2013, but I apparently tore those pages out of the notebook I used to track donations. I'm not upset about this, but call it to your attention in case I am duplicated on your mailing list." Connie goes on to say, "I'll try in the future to ignore my donations to schedule and contribute when there is a drawing available. I seem to miss out on the goodies." And we wrote back to Connie advising that she go to the website at weku.fm and submit a contest entry instead of a pledge. And finally, a call from Classic 102.1 listener Lee from Lexington.
"The person who wanted more power for WKYO may be able to attain a satisfactory signal by switching equipment to mono."
Great advice, Lee. We know listeners will need to check out how to switch their receiver to mono based on the specific equipment they are using. We're interested in your feedback. Write to us by email at weku@eku.edu. Send us a tweet or post on Facebook, or leave a voice message at 859-622-1657. Then tune in again next Monday for listener feedback on 88.9 WEKU.